Movies and books are full of archetypes of mothers. Think of the cold, unfeeling mother in Ordinary People, the all-knowing Earth Mother of Little Women, the frazzled supermom in just about any sitcom. This Mother's Day, commentator Annie Corzin is contemplating one of the most persistent stereotypes of motherhood.
I was raised by a woman who could have taken Olympic gold in Jewish mothering. She made me wear galoshes on sunny days. It might rain, you never know. And guarantee that if I went out with wet hair, I would die 1 hour later of pneumonia. She was a constant source of embarrassment to me, and I swore that when I grew up, I would never be an overprotective, interfering, humiliating Jewish mother. I think you know what happens next. Yes, I am a parent, and my son claims I drive him crazy. Like the time he announced he was going to Vegas for the weekend with some friends. I ask how he's getting there. He rolls his eyes. Mother, in Dave's car, okay? I have seen Dave's car. Dave's car is an open Jeep, no roof and no sides. We are a family that drives Volvos. I point out that if they take that car through the desert, not only will they be burned to a crisp, but they won't have any protection in a collision. Why not rent a nice four-door sedan? More eye-rolling as he moves in for the kill. Stop being such a Jewish mother. This hurts, but why fight it? Well, maybe I am a Jewish mother, and maybe one day you'll thank me for it. Here's some money. Rent a real car. The boys are driving back from Vegas. There's a van in front of them with a heavy glass door strapped to the roof. Somehow this glass door comes loose, flies through the air, and crashes right onto the top of the rented car. But the heavy steel roof protects the kids, and nobody gets hurt. So I do the best I can to protect my child, just like my poor mother did the best she could. Then I read this novel, The Joy Luck Club, about American-born daughters and their immigrant Chinese mothers who forced them to take piano lessons and compete in chess tournaments. And I think, those Chinese mothers are very familiar. And I see this movie, My Left Foot. Everyone believes this kid is brain damaged except his mother. She's right. He turns out to be a genius. And I think, that Irish mother is very familiar. Then an African-American girlfriend calls about her teenage son. She's concerned because he can't find a summer job, so she asked me to find him some tech work on my show. She says, I will pay his salary. Just don't let him know where the money's coming from. And I think, this sounds very familiar. So how about that? I may have turned into my mother, but I am not alone. Everyone has turned into my mother.
The comments of Annie Corzin, a writer and actress who performs a solo show called Yenta Unplugged and will appear on the television program Oliver Bean. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.